True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom, I know that your nerd news is a big success here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Yes.
I've done some research on our solar system, and I would like to pass it along today, if you don't mind. It's kind of nerd news. So do you mind if I just take over just for one little segment here?
I'm concerned about what you've learned about our solar system. Have you figured out what the planets are and, you know, what order they are?
I don't need any insults.
I didn't mean it that way at all.
Oh, okay.
I just wondered what you'd learned new about the solar system.
Do you need a theme song?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Nerd News with Hawk.
Thank you.
Bum, bum, bum.
Did you know your anus?
Oh, Lord.
Appears,
and you see why I was worried about this.
Yep. Your anus appears to be larger in November than any other month.
You know, there's a difference when you say your and your.
Okay. Your anus.
One of them's in the South.
No, it's true. Your anus is bigger in November.
Oh, my.
It's because
goodness.
The position, your anus is positioned so that the Earth is between the sun and Uranus, which makes it appear brighter.
I thought it was because of the Thanksgiving meal, but I wasn't sure.
Yes. That is great news.
I like your nerd news.
Thank you.
Do you think when they named that planet, they snickered?
No, yeah.
And they were like, they're going to be laughing about this for years.
They're engineers. They don't have a sense of humor.
Moving on. There are more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Approximately 3.04 trillion trees versus 100 to 400 billion stars.
Why is everybody fighting over, oh, save the trees?
Is it? Do you have more?
Nerd news.
No, I have more.
Okay.
So, did you know NASA, there's a planet out there that they found that looks like Earth. It might have alien life. It's called GJ357D, and it's only 31 light years away, or about 182 trillion miles away. The reason I know that, I put it in my GPS just to see how far. You ever do that when you're traveling? It's
yeah.
Like you're in your driveway and like, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm sitting in my car and put in my GPS.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
But that is, I mean, it looks a lot like Earth. There might be alien life on that.
There's alien life here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would assume if they were alien life that had reached the level we have, we would be getting radio waves from them. At 31 light years, it would only take 31 years to get those. So we would be watching their shows from, like, you know, the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Didn't NASA say that we were getting radio waves and 60s. Aliens are real and all that?
Not quite that simply put, no. I don't think we've gotten any radio waves that made any sense to us yet.
Now, we have
Of course, there could be some other planet going, we got some waves from that Earth place, but they don't make any sense either.
They're like, change the channel.
Yeah. Okay, so how about Mars? We've got a lot of research because the Mars rover and all that stuff. We know that Mars is not really a red planet. I mean, it's not red on the surface of Mars.
It kind of is. I mean, it's on like a reddish.
Well, you live in Arizona. What color is the desert?
It's about the same.
That's where the Mars rover is.
And the largest mountain in our solar system is on Mars, Olympus Mons, I guess is the name of it, and it's three times bigger than Mount Everest.
I don't know how they know that's the largest. I mean, because you got Venus we've hardly even explored.
Well.
And then you got, you know, the big planets out in the distant part of the solar system. Could be true, but I don't know how they know that.
They need to do a Venus rover.
They tried. Venus is not a very hospitable place.
Well, another known facts about Mars, they say looking at Mars through a telescope adds 10,000 pounds to the planet. The Wi-Fi signal stinks on Mars, according to their research. And there is a Dollar General store on Mars.
This is why we don't let him do this.
That is my nerd news this morning.
Nerd news with all.
Okay. Coming up next, I have things you didn't know about Bruno Mars.
He's not a planet.
Okay. Now, I did not mean to take over, Tom.
You didn't.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a new term for ways that people are quitting their jobs, and it's kind of detailed. I want to make sure it's easy to understand.
Uh-huh.
It's called revenge quitting, and it's different than rage quitting.
Oh.
Rage quitting is when you get so mad, you just walk out and quit the job because you're sick and fed up with it, and you don't even give any thought to the future at all.
It's the best feeling.
Okay.
Wow.
It really is, especially when you're working in a toxic environment and your boss is not nice and you bust your butt and don't get anything for it. Yeah.
Okay.
You just like leaving them hanging. Bye. I'm out of here.
Well, I think you'll like revenge quitting too.
I'm excited.
Revenge quitting is very similar to rage quitting. The only difference is revenge quitting doesn't mean you get mad and quit right then. You may wait until you found a new job. You may sit on it for a couple of weeks or months after something happens, but you still walk out the door that day with no notice and leaving them hanging. The only difference is you don't do it out of sudden anger. You may plan it out. You decided, I'm going to quit this place, but first I'm going to find a job, get something lined up, and then you do not give them notice. You just leave them hanging.
Oh, okay. No notice. I was going to say, because isn't that kind of how you always quit a job? You never just like walk out without having something lined up.
No, lots of people, that's rage quitting. People rage quit all the time.
Cato's rage quit so many times on Torture Tuesday. You remember when we had him run that Corvette into the wall and didn't have an airbag?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
He was so mad at us.
That's my rage came back, but I needed money.
He just walked out on us during the show that day.
But y'all are lucky he was able to walk out.
Yeah.
I'm still having issues from that, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
I could see this now. The boss coming in going, wow, Cato, your office looks really clean.
Yeah. Like,
and I'll see you tomorrow.
But he won't.
Yeah.
So they said almost half of people have abruptly quit a job because they were fed up. And 60% of us have seen a coworker do it at some point in time. And Cato, you nailed it. A toxic work environment is the number one reason people gave for doing it. Poor management was a close second, and feeling undervalued or ignored was third.
Yeah, wow. Those situations where you're going above and beyond, and then they say nothing to you, and they promote someone else over you who does nothing.
Right.
Those kind of situations are why you're losing employees.
I've had friends where they have trained the person to take their job. Like, you know, it's like they train that person's like they're coming in and they take their job. And they don't get promoted.
My sister worked for a company that supposedly moved to Mexico, but they're still in the upstate. But she had to train her Mexican replacement.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then lost her job.
Ain't that something?
I just don't think that's right.
I have a friend right now having to train the AI system that will be taking over her job soon.
Oh, wow.
And if she said, no, I'm not doing it, they would fire her without compensation.
Yeah.
She is going through that right now.
Yeah.
But if she's training it.
Oh, I'd so. I would tell that it'd be like, the boss's name is bad word.
I think in that case, it would maybe be worth it not to get the extra compensation and leave them hanging, because it would be a lot harder for them to train it if you're not there to teach what you know.
Yeah, but she's got a kid. She can't just up and leave without
money. She's
going
to get left anyway.
Yeah, but a couple of months worth of training
and
she's
money.
Still getting paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's stuck.
I think I'd get on unemployment and let the company lump it.
But they got to fire you first, right? Do you get unemployment or can you get that?
Well, they're going to if you don't train the new system.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. All right, you're fired.
But if you take 2 months to train it, are they watching over you training, and are you just sitting at your desk pushing buttons that don't mean nothing?
I'd be like, this thing isn't learning anything. This is so odd.
I'm not sure that's how it works. But I will say that revenge quitting, unlike rage quitting, doesn't always happen immediately. Some of them stick around for 6 months or more after deciding they want out. But once they decide to walk out the door, they don't give the boss any notice. And they said that if they had had a different manager, they probably wouldn't have done it. So your management makes a big difference.
And with revenge quitting, too, you're picking your own time, and you're maybe sabotaging the things around you just to mess it up a little bit.
Be careful with that, because people get arrested for that.
Like the people who
set up things in the IT department and crash the computer after they leave.
Well, you don't want to go that extreme, you know.
So what do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, you know.
Lick all the food in the refrigerator that you're having for lunch.
Make sure the cameras are off, though, or the camera's broken. And then you wait until, like, a big moment when the CEO comes to town and it's a big, you know, corporate meeting, and then you just fire it out there. Make a big scene. Be psychotic.
I don't think that's what.
These are bad ideas to anyone listening right now.
As you said, it's revenge quitting. He's like, I found my time to quit right now.
That's because you're leaving them hanging. You're not giving them, they're not able to recover right away because they've lost an employee.
Okay, well, I'm bad at this because I've always done nice quitting. I've always given them 2 or 3 weeks notice and not had revenge at all. I've been, hey, I'm going to be leaving. You need to find a replacement.
I just realized I got at least 2 jobs I've walked out on and then went back.
I've never done that. Oh, you went back?
Yeah, this was one of them.
Have they given you nice quitting, Hawk, or nice firing?
What do you mean?
Like, do they give you like, okay, we're firing you, but we're going to let you have a couple of weeks more?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that's why so many people don't really care anymore, because you do the right thing and you give 2 weeks. But if they're firing you, they're not giving you 2 weeks.
Right.
A lot of times they'll call you in specifically and be like, and you're done. Yeah. Today. Bye.
When you have like the, you know, your boss with you going into their boss's office, you know something's up.
You're like, on second thought, you know what? I don't feel well. I can't make this meeting.
Yeah.
Well, they say 1 out of 5 people daydreamed about telling their boss to take a hike for 2 years before they finally did the revenge quitting.
Just two?
Just two.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this is a time of year when the kids and parents, they start practicing for their Christmas plays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always fun to watch that at church, even when you go to school and see the Christmas plays.
Is it?
Yeah. I was in a Christmas play once.
Oh, yeah.
I was a tree.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, I was also in a Thanksgiving play, and I had one line and forgot it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
I was in a play, but I don't know if it was Christmas. Seemed like it might have been, but I was a cow.
Oh, you were the animal.
But I didn't sign up for it. It's just that the person didn't show up who was playing the cow, and my teacher says, you want to do it? I'm like, sure.
Okay.
I got out of gym to do it.
Did you have to move on stage?
I just stood there and just moved my head.
We got the positions that were for the kids they didn't know what to do with. They're like, this kid can't do anything. Just make him a cow or a tree.
Yeah. Did you just stand there as a tree while you were a Christmas tree?
No, just a regular tree. Okay. And I was like, I just had my arms out a little bit at an angle. And they had branches on them.
Yeah. I love it when they like have like a star or a tree, and you're in that little box that someone has made, homemade, and you're just kind of scooching along the stage to get out there. But they asked, what part did you play in your elementary or a church Christmas play?
You're going to make a lot of kids feel bad they didn't get a part.
Well, the top answers, you got to find something for somebody in a church play. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to have some kind of part. Like, you'll be part of the crowd that comes to see baby Jesus or whatever.
Or the crowd watching the play.
Well, what part did you play? The top answers. Now, this is when there were kids. Wise men and shepherds were the top answers, because there's more of them, I think. You know, they never chose me to be a wise man.
Neither did God.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that was a lighthearted joke.
Oh. Yeah, get off his back.
Oh, wow.
All right. No. You know, I was actually glad because I was a shepherd. I got to be a shepherd. And the reason why I got to be a shepherd is there's no lines. You didn't have to memorize anything. You just went there with 2 other guys, maybe 3, and you walked up and looked, you know, behind. You stood behind Mary and Joseph in the play. And you know what? Mary and Joseph, lower on the list when it comes to what part did you play in your Christmas play, because, you know, they were like the lead roles. It's like, yeah, you know.
You just can't get anybody to play those
parts. Right. It's like, you know, Tina, starring Tina as Mary and Kevin as Joseph. It's kind of like the big box office. Yeah. And then what if they did have like trailers at the itchy church, and they would play like the 2 or 3 weeks before someone videoed the that'd be fun.
Just like a home camera situation.
Yeah, but
all with, shaky.
Well, no, but you get music behind it and everything. It's like, is it coming up in December 25th? We have this Christmas play
coming soon to a school near you.
Yeah,
in a world.
But that was also an angel was mentioned. So the angel comes out at the play and stands over baby Jesus. You know, it's the little halo. Those were the top answers.
I was never in a Christmas play, but I did do a murder mystery.
Oh, well.
And I was the murderer.
Wow.
So watch your back.
Was that in elementary school or was that?
I went to an interesting school.
I'm
just kidding. No, okay. It was in college.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you never were like in a play as a kid?
No. I don't think so. Wow. Oh, so I was the kid who didn't get invited.
She was
I just
the
realized.
One who didn't even get a part.
I was a really good audience member, though.
Yeah, okay. I know, you were right.
I was embarrassed. I was just a tree, but now I'm proud.
He's just got to stand there. Okay, so that's the top Christmas, I guess, play roles that you have as a little kid. If it was not like a Christian or a church play, they say reindeer is mentioned as one of the top parts that you play in a Christmas play, like an elementary school. Also, the Christmas carolers.
That's so, because they're part of a crowd that you can just throw them in.
Also, reindeer, you got 8 or 9 of them, you know what I'm saying? So that's why everybody's got that.
But only one person can be Rudolph, whoever has that pimple right on the edge of their nose.
Okay. And then Scrooge was also mentioned, but that was lower on the list because there's only one Scrooge.
That is, well, no, there's like 100 of those movies.
Yeah, and then there is people, our kids playing the mother and the daddy in the Christmas play.
I got confused. I'm thinking, I don't remember Scrooge being with Mary and Joseph. But you're talking about different plays.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like,
I got a little confused.
There's two different parts to this. There is the baby Jesus play, and then there's the one where you're just like an elf or a reindeer.
Gotcha.
Something like that at your school play. Anyway, I've learned a lot from this conversation.
Yeah. I think the thing I've learned is that basically we all had crappy jobs as the plays. I mean, none of us had a leading role.
We did not.
At least you were in it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's crank call time here, B93.7. We're excited because I found there's plenty of websites out there. This is kind of funny. It's Santa for Hire websites where they hire the mall Santas out there.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to have someone go and work in the malls.
Yeah. Help out Santa Claus during the holiday season. We thought it'd be funny to call Santa for Hire and have Cecil B. Hollister audition to be Santa Claus.
That's a scary proposition.
Yeah. It sure is, buddy. Here we go. It's going to be fun.
Thank you for calling SantaForHire.com. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To reserve a Santa in your area, press 1, or press 0 at any time to be transferred to a customer service representative.
Hello, Santa for Hire.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Hello?
Hello. It's the Santa for Hire, right?
Yes.
My name is Cecil Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R, and I was just curious. I found you on the internet. Y'all have Santa Clauses there, right?
We have what?
Santa Clauses.
Yes.
And y'all do it all across America, from what I can tell.
Yes.
Every year at Christmas time, I pretend to be Santa Claus for all my nieces and nephews and all my sons, Junior and Junior Junior. And how do you audition to be a Santa Claus?
We just have pictures, and then you fill out an application for us.
All righty. I can do that, and I've got a good picture of me as Santa Claus. I did a shirtless, sexy Santa selfie the other day in the bathroom. It'll be a perfect one for you. And do I have to do like a formal like an audition or something, maybe?
No, not an audition, just an application, and you can find it online at Santa Jobs.
Oh, okay. Is this for Santa Claus? Is for in the mall and stuff like that?
We do the mall, but I don't think we have any current opening right now because they've all pretty much started.
All righty, okay.
So it's just normal, you know, a 1 hour, 2 hour appearances in people's houses or businesses.
Okay, I'd be good at that because I always do it here at the trailer park. But we have a lot of fun with it, and they always comment about I make a good Santa Claus. And
good.
Yeah. I'll just give you a little taste of what I do. Ready? Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's good.
You sound
see?
Like you have a good personality.
I do. I know a lot of people say that. Thank you for
That's
saying
good.
That. I'm gonna
You're
put,
welcome.
You know what? I'm going to put you on the nice list this year instead of the naughty list. But
Thank
yeah.
you.
I've done it, though, for stores around here, too, before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've done Santa Claus's there. For example, let's just pretend I was at a store right now, and you're the little girl coming up, and you to sit on Sandy's lap. This is what I do. I'm like, ho, 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 little girl, come on up here and sit on Sandy's lap. And then you pretend to be the little girl. You come up, sit on Sandy's lap. Hi, little girl, what's your name?
I'm Donna.
Hey, hi, Donna. Were you a good girl this year?
Yes.
Yes, well, then I'm going to have to get you what you want for Christmas. What do you want for Christmas this year, Donna?
More time.
Ah, here you go. Uh-oh. Donna's had an accident on Santa's lap. You pee-peed on Santa's lap. So then at that point, I would get Mommy over and say, Mommy, we need to get Donna a diaper for Christmas. See, I could be a great Santa Claus, but do you have like a Southern Santa Claus, redneck Santa Claus?
No, not currently. Where are you located?
I'm in South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
I have one in South Carolina.
Well, there you go right there. You need another redneck Santa Claus. You know Santa Claus probably was redneck anyway because he kind of has a mullet and a beard.
True.
Yeah, true. And he smokes. So...
Yeah.
Santa Claus is a redneck. We know that. But anyway, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm going to just send in a picture. I don't have a full beard. This is kind of a work in progress. I've got a mustache right now, and I have a 5 o'clock Sandy beard going on.
Oh, okay.
But
very cool.
You should have waited and let my beard grow out.
I would,
all right.
You know, because normally people really like the long beards.
I got you. That's good. All right. And
yeah.
I should probably have a Santa suit on instead of my John Deere cap.
Yes,
okay.
Definitely a
all
righty.
And now that I've done my official audition with you, you can vouch for me, and I can say, Donna said I was a good Santa.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your.
Merry Christmas to you.
I hope you get what you want this year for Christmas, little girl.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye now.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
Oh, she couldn't get the Cecil off the phone fast enough, could she?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've seen a lot of argument and debate over this on the internet and the news as both sides of the political parties try to blame the other one for everything. And the big thing right now is food prices and what it costs to have a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And you read some places where they say it's costing more this year, some places where they say it's costing less this year.
I will say that I bought a 13.5-pound, I believe it was, turkey for $3.90.
Okay, that's rather inexpensive.
Yes.
And that is something the American Farm Bureau is saying. They said a basic Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will cost about $5.50 per person, which is down 5% from last year.
I think what you can do is just go to the deli and get a thin slice for every person at the Thanksgiving
You'll
dinner.
You'll probably pay more for that than you would if you bought a turkey.
And here's your slice.
Just buy sandwich meat.
Yeah.
Budding or whatever.
Open up the package. Yeah. Here's your turkey this year.
Well, as you mentioned, Cato, so they had a special going where if you spent at least, what, $40?
You had to spend $40.
And you got it for 29 cents a pound?
Yes, sir.
So there's a lot of places doing that. They just had a big fight, an argument, gunfire over the same thing at another store where some guy didn't understand he had to spend $35 to get the discount and he got mad.
And I think that the original price was like $21 something.
Yeah. So they say that the average price right now is running a little over $1 a pound, maybe $1.50 a pound. So if you get it with those sales, you're saving a ton of money.
Right.
They say the reason that it was up last year was bird flu caused them to have to kill a lot of the birds, so there were fewer of them available. But now the population has come back this year.
Do we watch them do that? Is there really proof that they actually did that, or are they just telling us that to raise
the
price?
They did it to a bunch of ostriches in Canada just the other day.
I don't eat ostrich for Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, you should try it.
It's hard to get those birds to wear the mask, though, and that's why that goes around. It's like, you know, you got the bird flu, try to put that on that turkey. Can get it under its little bitty thingy.
Get over here. And they're like, gobble, gobble, as they run away.
Apparently, the highest ever was $6.41 a person. We're down to $5.52 a person. So it's almost $1 a person cheaper this year. It's the 40th year the Farm Bureau has put this report out. They haven't changed their list of foods since 1986. So it's the same basic list. And it only cost $2.87 per person back then.
It's kind of sad, though, that unless you deep fry that turkey, it's dying in vain. Because baked turkeys are just not good.
According to you. It depends on where you get them from. Mm-hmm.
I've had them from different places.
I go to Heavenly Ham. I think their turkeys are good.
I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest turkey person. Mm-hmm. And I think fried is by far the best
way. Oh, I agree
with
that. It's just a lot of trouble.
I have an indoor turkey fryer. And my mom goes, well, won't you pull out that? I'm like, you know how hard that is to clean it? The oil is like $30 a gallon.
Yeah, that's more expensive than the turkey is.
So I'm like, you can just preheat your oven and I'll bring it to your house.
I'll say this, though. Any turkey that you get's better than that Thanksgiving lasagna that people have.
No, it's not.
It makes you feel bad.
Uh-huh. Well,
whatever,
they say,
I'm enjoying.
Turkey is the most expensive part of Thanksgiving dinner, obviously, except in Cato's case. The average is $21.50 for a 16-pound bird, which doesn't seem that bad to me. I mean, you pay almost $8 or $9 a pound for ground beef. Getting the turkey for a buck and change a pound seems cheap.
Yeah, the deli is like $14.99.
I know, right?
You know what you could do, though? It's kind of like when Halloween's over, the Halloween candy goes down day after too, so just have your Thanksgiving on a different day, and maybe the turkeys will go down a little bit.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, well, it won't be because a lot of people have Christmas turkey too, so those prices ain't going down.
Well, I'm serious. I mean, I'm gonna tell trick or treaters next year just to come the day after.
Yeah,
trick or treat.
Oh my gosh,
I'll have more candy.
Cato, you paid 29 cents a pound, and you're looking for ways to get it cheaper.
Yeah,
huh?
For your turkey.
Oh, well, you know how much I spent on the ingredients for banana pudding?
Well, at least $40.
It was over $100.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, okay, never mind. I had other stuff in there, too.
Well, I hope so. What was that other stuff?
Nothing.
In bottles? With alcoholic content?
Cans.
Okay.
The price of turkey is at an all-time high. But if you're a person of means, a delicious turkey is still within your reach. It's the Butterball November to Remember sales event. If you can afford to put a new car with a big red bow in your driveway, you can also afford to put a turkey on your table.
Mmm, it smells so rich.
This Thanksgiving, be thankful you won't have to cook a Cornish game hen and tell your family it's just a teeny tiny turkey.
It tastes like chicken.
It's the Butterball November to Remember sales event. Because this year, a turkey is the ultimate luxury.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Children ages 0 to 6 show a lot of curiosity at that age, and they like catching bugs and all kinds of stuff. Like Tori said the other day, her son Michael likes those little door stoppers with the springs on them.
Oh, it's so cute. You just hear them down the hall. Boing. Yeah. I love it.
They're also curious about elevator buttons. You see videos about that. But parents answer 46 questions daily from their curious child. And that's, of course, when they get to be 4, 5, and 6. And they say lacking an answer 35% of the time. It's like they don't know the answer to the question.
Well, sure. I mean, those kids ask all kind of stuff. Why is the sky blue? How many people know the answer to that off the top of their head?
And I didn't. It's, I
Calls it sunny out.
It's God's favorite color. Yeah. I don't know. That's one of the top things that they do ask, Tom. Also, if time had a smell, what would that smell like?
I've never heard that in my life. Good. If time, like T-I-M-E?
Yeah. Yeah. Where do dreams go when we wake up? It's like, Mommy, where do dreams go when we wake up?
They're on pause, like a movie.
There you go. Another one is, what are clouds made of? That's a question you might get.
You should know the answer to that one.
Cotton candy.
They're water vapor.
Cotton balls.
Cotton balls.
They're mindless people's
you know
thoughts.
What? Don't belittle us. You should know what
you
those are.
You should know what a cloud is.
I don't know what a cloud is.
I learned it in school, but I do not need to know it today.
It's water vapor.
Son, you're going to learn that in school one day.
Oh, my gosh.
If I tell you, I'm going to ruin it for you.
Okay. Why do we have to stop at red lights, Mommy?
We don't.
That was almost red.
That's another one you should be able to answer.
My little buddy Jackson, I'll be driving him around. He goes, it's red, Keto.
Oh.
And I said, we got to stop. No, go. Just go. We can't go. It's red.
Okay. Why do I have to wear shoes? They'll ask those kind of questions. Like they've been not wearing shoes. I'm like, well, I have to wear shoes today, school.
I mean, that's a valid question.
Yeah.
But easy to answer.
Yeah.
Because we don't want your feet to get germs all over them from the other kids.
Well, I mean, it said only 35% of us can't answer them. Mm-hmm. There's certain questions that we can't answer. That's only 35% of the questions that we're getting named at us.
And then depending on the age, your answer will also lead to more questions. You got to be, you get more germs on your feet. What are germs? Well, germs are bad things that's on the floor. Why are they on the floor?
Yeah,
so it's just best to say, because I told you so.
Well, you would think that, but parents favor explaining over traditional because I said so is what they say nowadays.
I was going to say, I look forward to this. I'm so excited because I went through this with all my nieces and my nephew, and those crazy off-the-wall questions, it is so much fun to just hear how they think. Hear how they take in the world. I love it.
And never before have we lived in a time where we can actually easily find the answer to most of them.
That's
we can
true.
Type it in our phone and tell them.
And when it's other people's kids, it's a lot of fun because I enjoy answering questions. When it's your own kid, you just got home working a long day, you're trying to get dinner on the stove, they're standing in the kitchen in your way asking you 500 questions.
But they've been excited to see you all day.
Just wait.
Besides, Cato, with just other people's kids, you can make up an answer.
So you don't have kids.
I know, but I know.
That's the people who know the most about child raising.
I've been around kids all my life. I have younger brothers, nieces. I have 7 nieces and nephews.
My sister always says, you're the best parent until you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can talk big until you experience.
You're right, because I eat a lot of my words now.
97% say they encourage natural curiosity, and they feel that that's important for their kids to learn.
It is.
Yeah. But who's the 3% that doesn't think that's important?
Cato, he just said, tell him this guy said so. Don't have to answer all these questions.
Well, when it comes to shoes, I mean, if they're asking you something, you know, just move on.
Okay. And then we say this 27 times daily, be careful or don't touch that. So you got the little ones out there wanting to touch those elevator buttons or stuff that they shouldn't be touching, especially in public. Don't touch that. What are you doing?
And it's bad when they touch every button on the elevator.
Exactly.
Like, no, don't do that.
Well, that's like, I mean, we spent so much time while I was pregnant trying to keep me healthy. And then when he first came out, we didn't have him around people. And he eats stuff off the floor now. And I'm like, why did I try for so long?
And to be honest, you shouldn't. It's actually good for him to get those minor exposures so they build up resistance.
He's getting them.
And I think this is one of the things I actually told you.
What?
Don't be so germaphobe. Let him crawl around on the floor. Let him pick up his pass that he dropped on the floor and put it right back into his mouth.
I wouldn't go that far.
He's doing it.
I hate when you go out in public. It's like, don't touch that escalator rail. You know, everybody's been touching that, going up and down. You know, that's just some of the things I think about. Or the elevator buttons.
What you don't realize is when that escalator goes around underneath, there are people waiting there with alcohol and soap to clean that rail every time.
That's one of those curious questions that they have.
That's what I told my kids.
Well, because I said so, a lot of parents, they say they want to explain it. They don't say that anymore. Here's Tom Papa with you, quarter after laughter, talking about that.
As a child, if you had an inkling about a family secret and you asked the elders about it, they'd lie right to your face. Who's that man living in the garage? What man? There's a man out there who's been there for quite some time. There's no man out there. Yes, there is. Shut up. What a great time to be a parent, by the way. Could you imagine? There was a time you could just tell your kids to shut up, right to their face. No long conversations, no explanations, just shut up. How much easier would that have been? Why is the sun hot? I don't know. Why don't you shut up? Even easier to be a father back then. You weren't even considered one of the parents. You just had to show up and hit everyone once in a while. My father would act like we were strangers who just broke into the TV room. Where did these kids come from? Get them out of here. My mother would come and leave your father alone. He works hard. We were just playing. Well, now you're just shutting up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, a lot of us are going to be driving this holiday season, and they asked people, how far would you drive to pick up a friend or loved one for the holiday season?
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised at this.
Were you?
The average person is willing to drive 172 miles out of their way to pick up a loved one. That's about a three-hour drive.
Yeah. What, you mean and drive back?
It says to pick them up, yeah. So it seems like that would be the case.
I'll pick them up and take them to Cracker Barrel in that town.
Right? They say this is super nice if you're picking up a boyfriend or girlfriend, a parent or a best friend, and it's downright heroic if you're getting your in-laws.
Yeah.
If you're going that far to get them, 5% of people would be willing to drive 700 miles.
You know what? FaceTime exists.
Yes.
Just FaceTime me. Sit me up in the chair next to you. It'll be the same thing.
At Thanksgiving dinner, just have a great meemaw's picture right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just drive there one day and hang out a couple of days, then drive them back to the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I find it odd that they would go that far to pick someone up. I could see going that far to stay with them, like you're saying, right, Cato. They did ask people, how far would you drive to see someone for the holidays? And the average is about 400 miles. Yeah. So that would be more reasonable to me if you're staying there for a little while.
Long trip.
Well, I go to my parents. It's 500 miles away.
Yeah, that's FaceTime.
It's 8-hour drive, but we just take off, get there, spend 2 or 3 days there, and then take off and come back.
Yeah, I do that, Mom. I've picked Mom up before and brought her back here.
How far of a drive is that?
267 miles.
So 5-6 hours.
Yes, and then like pick her up. But I would spend the night and then bring her back the next day.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's a pretty big drive.
Yeah,
for the amount of time you get to see each other.
But, and I don't want to do that with the kids, I'll say that.
My mom lives in Pelzer, and she was like, I'm like, Mom, that's a long way for me to come get you.
They say that overall drivers are expecting to spend 13 hours behind the wheel this holiday season. And 11% of people said they might spend as much as 30 hours of driving. But guess what? 60% of Americans are okay with it because they love the sense of adventure that a road trip offers. And I will say, Buc-ee's makes it tolerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you get that sign that says you're 263 miles from a Buc-ee's, and so you're excited for the next 4 hours.
It depends on who you're with, too. It's an adventure when I go with my sister because we always get lost. We were supposed to go to Florida one time, ended up in Alabama.
Oh, wow.
So it was an adventure.
Good thing you have GPS now, right?
We had it. I don't know how it happened.
Oh, goodness.
They say there's some friends and relatives that are not worth driving 172 miles to pick up for Thanksgiving, like your great aunt who has smoker's cough.
Oh, go pick her up. Just don't let her smoke.
Your uncle that knows the truth about 9/11. That's a long drive.
Boy, he'll tell you about it, too.
Your grandpa who has nose hairs that whistle. I mean, that could be amusing for a few miles.
Yeah, just turn up the radio.
You sing along.
Grandpa, is that Christmas song?
They say it's not worth driving to get your sister-in-law who open-mouth kisses her chihuahua.
Yeah.
I don't even know how she gets to a chihuahua. There's so little down there.
Traveling with pets or critters, it's hard to even do that because Otis, he'll be all over the car.
See, now my dogs are the opposite. Yeah. First of all, we use the little seat for them, and we put the little chain on their neck, the little collar.
Oh, they have that?
I have never used that.
They do. It works great. Yeah. They stay in their seat. Mm-hmm. They're happy the whole time as long as we give them French fries when we stop at McDonald's.
Yeah, I just put the little bed in the back, and then before I know it, he's wanting to be in my lap. I think he gets nervous when I drive.
Well, just like put the collar on him. It's very easy.
Mm-hmm.
They say your cousin who sits and stares since he fell off the tractor that time.
Tom.
That's a weird
one.
Don't talk to me about it. I'm just telling you what they have here.
Mm-hmm.
And they say your nephew who chest bumps after every Cowboys touchdown and shouts, now that's what I'm talking about. So there are some family members that are probably not worth driving 172 miles to pick up.
I'm not sure there's any I would drive that far.
Well, I know you said you wouldn't even go to your mom's in Pelzer. I kind of get it. I broke up with a girl once who lived in Powdersville,
Easley.
I think. Easley, yes. Mm-hmm. So it was just too far of a drive.
And now traffic's getting crazy, especially 25 going out toward Pelzer.
Well, they say the best time to travel where you don't get any holiday traffic is today.
Actually, they said Thanksgiving Day is the best day to travel.
I just
pulled up here. They said that the worst time is going to be Tuesday from noon until 9 and Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and coming home, Sunday, November 30th is the worst because everyone will be trying to get home before Monday.
So should we take that Monday off and we'll come home then?
Seems like a good idea, right? Let's run it by the boss.
I come home Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
No, I got to shop.
And I'd say a lot of people on the roads for shopping then, too.
Yeah.
So
people still do that.
Basically, drive on Thanksgiving and leave on Monday after it.
Or you could do this. You know what? Just start today for Thanksgiving 2026. You can show up really early.
Really?
I'm sorry. Hey, that ain't the worst joke we've heard during this segment. Okay?
It actually was.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It is Name Your PC Day. Believe it or not, there's such a thing.
I can't believe it.
Most people, actually, now, it's a new thing, a new trend. They're giving their PCs names. Also, their cell phones is another thing that they are naming now.
That's not so weird. My PC is named Dell, and my phone is named iPhone.
Wow. Okay. You know, with the PC, though, it's like you got two different names for it. It's like one when it's working real well. And then you got the other names that you call it when it's like a slow down load or it won't start up correctly.
Does PC stand for piece of crap?
Yeah,
yes.
Well,
a lot of times.
But a lot of people say even are, you know, cussing out their technology or their cell phones or whatever.
I cuss out Bill Gates when it happens.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you worthless piece of garbage.
You know, today's the day, I forget what year, that the Windows number one came out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I think it's 85.
Well,
Windows 1.1.
Maybe that's why it's Name Your PC Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's kind of interesting, too, that people are naming their cell phones. I mean, here's some of the things we do name. Like cars, we've mentioned that before. Boats, people got the name on the back of the boat.
It's bad luck, as you remember from Forrest Gump. Bad luck not to name a boat.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't it be funny if we did that to our cars, too, and everyone's driving around with a name on the back of their car?
Yeah.
I got family, you know, our friends, their name of their boat is Boatwiser.
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 And, you know, a lot of the trucks have the name on the back of them.
What trucks?
Ford. Chevrolet.
That's funny.
Huh? Musical instruments, people name those. Like, especially if you play a musical instrument. I know that some of the blues players, B.B. King had Lucille and some of those things. Like, you'll name a musical instrument.
I didn't know.
Household appliances, also something people name their refrigerators, their washing machines.
And I never heard of this.
Yeah.
Like, it's just bizarre to me that someone would name their refrigerator.
How do you keep up with so many names?
I know, right?
Think about when your family gets big and you try and get on to one of the kids and you're like, Timmy, talk, whichever one, come over here.
Yeah.
So you're doing that with everything in the house now?
Yeah, well, it's kind of nuts. I guess you, with the internet, maybe you have to, because they all connect to the internet and they have to have individual names.
What do you name a refrigerator, though? Like Gladys?
Like Ralph? Because you want a Ralph every time you stand there and eat a lot.
Okay. even coffee machines. I guess you kind of get connected with those in the morning because you need your coffee.
Mine's named Mr. Coffee. Oh, it's it? Right there on the pot.
All right.
Mine's German. His name is Keurig.
Plants are something that people name their plants, like Kevin the cactus.
I don't get close enough to them for that. They don't last that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They usually die.
You can name that yours Wilty or
Wilfred.
Yeah. It's shriveled up and gone. Just name it Brownie. But that's just some of the things they said. Instruments, like I said, coffee boats, airplanes, also something else that people name.
Yeah, Trump.
If you have one. But naming your cell phone is one of the more newer ones that you have out there. And what would you name a cell phone? I mean, iPhone's not really a good one.
Well, I can tell you when mine connects to my car, it's got my name in there.
Okay.
So I guess.
Is it funny, though, sometimes when you get a text from a friend and you've got it in, you know, in with your car and it doesn't pronounce the person's name correctly?
Oh. Well, I just thought you meant they text you something inappropriate and then it reads it out loud in front of everybody.
It's like you've got a text from so-and-so, but it doesn't say the name correctly.
See, I don't have that
you don't have
option.
That? Oh,
but
okay.
When I make calls from my car, they'll repeat the name, and yeah, some they get some names right that are weird.
Yeah.
But yet my sister Dina is like Deanna.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's our group chat has a poop emoji in the name of it, and so my phone will read it out: girly pop poop emoji. I did it one time in front of my mother in law, and she just looked at me, and I was like, I am an adult.
Yeah, I know. It's
That's
weird.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.